seems like AI is everywhere you turn these days, right?
Yeah.
Especially when we're talking about, you know, the future of work.
Right.
And to be honest, I think sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming.
Absolutely.
So we want to cut through some of that noise here on Workplace Revolution.
Love it.
We're going to zero in on one topic that's really changing the game for HR.
Okay.
Artificial intelligence. And joining me today is an expert who not only understands AI.
Yeah.
But they're actually building tools that are shaping this future. So welcome to Workplace Revolution.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am so eager to dig into all these innovations. Mm-hmm. But first,
yeah,
for anyone who might not be, you know, totally up to speed on all the tech lingo, could you give us like a crash course on AI, what it is and how it's different from, you know, terms we hear like machine learning?
Yeah, definitely. So I think, you know, at the heart of it, AI is all about giving machines the ability to kind of learn and make decisions like we do as humans.
Right.
But it is a very broad term, and machine learning is really a specific type of AI that focuses on algorithms that actually get better over time as they're analyzing data.
Okay.
So it's like, think about it like teaching a dog a trick.
Yeah.
You give commands rewards, sometimes corrections.
Yeah.
And eventually it learns that pattern and can perform the trick.
Right.
It's very similar with machine learning. We give these algorithms just massive amounts of data.
Oh, wow.
And they learn to recognize the patterns in that data and can start to make predictions based on what they see.
Okay. That's a great analogy.
It is.
So how do we actually see this playing out in the real world of HR?
So let's start with recruiting.
Okay.
Imagine being able to sift through, you know, hundreds of resumes.
Oh, yes.
In minutes, and being able to identify the candidates that are best based on skills, experience, even cultural fit.
Real.
That's what AI-powered recruiting tools can do.
Wow.
Instead of somebody manually going through every single resume and trying to pick out these key things.
Right.
These tools can analyze keywords, qualifications, even try to predict how well a candidate might perform in a certain role.
She's done.
Based on data from past successful hires.
That's incredible. I mean, that sounds like a dream for any recruiter who's ever been buried under a mountain of resumes.
Right.
But I have to ask, you know, what about those concerns that we hear where people are worried that AI might miss those nuanced human qualities that make someone a great fit?
That's a great point. And I think, you know, the best AI tools that are out there are really designed to work with humans, not to replace humans.
Got it.
So think of it as a partnership where AI does a lot of that, you know, initial heavy lifting, the screening, the analysis, highlighting those candidates that best meet, you know, whatever criteria you set.
Right.
And then the recruiter can use their own expertise and judgment to do things like interviews, cultural fit assessments, and ultimately make the final hiring decision.
So it's about leveraging the strengths of both
exactly.
humans and machines. I like that. All right. So what about onboarding? I mean, this is such a critical time for new hires.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, it can be a real logistical nightmare for HR teams.
It can be.
How is AI changing that process?
Onboarding, I think, is a perfect example of how AI can create a more personalized and engaging experience.
Okay.
Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, you know, AI can tailor the onboarding journey to each individual.
Love that.
So imagine a system that knows your role, your department, maybe even like what your learning style is.
Wow.
And it automatically curates content.
Okay.
Training modules, introductions to colleagues who you need to know.
Oh, wow.
It makes people feel welcomed and informed and set up for success, really, from day one.
No, I'm just picturing myself, you know, breezing through onboarding with like my own little personalized roadmap.
Exactly.
No more getting lost in that company intranet.
The dreaded intranet, yeah.
Exactly. So it's really about efficiency and engagement. And that focus on personalization we were just talking about, that extends into learning and development as well, right?
Absolutely. AI can create custom learning paths for every employee.
Okay.
So recommending courses, resources to them based on their current skills, their career aspirations, and even like what skills are in demand at that company at that time.
It's almost like having a little personal career coach like in your pocket.
Right. Yeah. Like a digital coach.
Okay. So how does G Foundry fit into all of this?
Yeah.
What are some of the, you know, AI-powered solutions that you all are developing that address some of these HR challenges?
So at GFoundry, we're focused on really building AI tools that empower HR teams and employees.
Okay.
And one of our key solutions is our AI-powered course generator.
Okay.
So think of it as like your on-demand content creation team.
Oh, wow.
G can create custom training content in all kinds of different formats, from interactive slides to videos.
Okay.
And it can create them on any topic you can imagine.
So if I suddenly need to get my whole team up to speed on, let's say, you know, the latest cybersecurity protocols, Jiku can just whip something up for me.
That's the idea, yeah.
Yeah.
It saves HR teams so much time and resources and ensures that employees are getting the training they need when they need it.
Got it.
And in a format that is actually engaging.
Okay, I am intrigued. We're going to dig more into that.
Yeah.
But before we get too deep into GFoundry, I want to touch on another area where AI is making, you know, some real waves in HR.
Sure.
And that's performance management.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is one that makes people a little nervous.
I understand that.
Especially when you start talking about, you know, AI and employee monitoring.
Right.
How do you respond to that?
It's important to remember that AI-powered performance management is not about Big Brother watching your every move.
Okay.
It's about using data to help employees and their managers gain a clearer picture of performance.
Okay.
So you can identify areas for growth and even spot potential issues like burnout before it becomes a real problem.
So instead of relying on like the once a year performance review that we all dread.
Yes, exactly.
AI can help to provide more consistent feedback throughout the year.
Exactly. And it's not just about identifying, you know, what needs to be improved.
Okay.
AI can help you highlight what an employee's good at.
Got it.
Their contributions, and really give managers the information they need to have better, more productive conversations about performance.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It sounds like it can really, you know, take a lot of that guesswork out of performance management.
Yeah.
Which benefits, you know, both the employee and the manager.
Absolutely.
So another area where AI is making a big impact.
Yeah.
And this one raises some eyebrows.
Sure.
Is this idea of being able to predict employee turnover?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
So predicting turnover, it sounds like science fiction.
It does.
But it's really just data analysis when you get down to it.
Okay.
If you think about all the data points that HR systems collect, engagement surveys, performance reviews, even things like how often somebody's logging in outside of work hours.
Wow.
You know, AI can analyze all those patterns.
Right.
And start to identify those subtle signals that suggest an employee might be thinking about leaving.
So it's not about like, you know, reading minds or anything.
Right.
It's about seeing patterns that maybe we as humans would miss.
Exactly. And the key is it lets companies get ahead of it.
Okay.
Right. Instead of waiting till somebody hands in their notice, you can intervene earlier.
Got it.
Address those concerns. Maybe offer some more support or development opportunities, and you can potentially keep a really great employee.
Fascinating. It really is like a crystal ball for HR.
Kinda, yeah.
But hopefully without all the, you know, cryptic pronouncements and the smoke and mirrors.
A little bit less smoke, yeah.
So I know GFoundry has a solution in this area.
We do.
Tell me more about how you're helping companies, you know, get ahead of that turnover.
Yeah, so our turnover prediction feature is all about giving those companies a heads up so they can take action.
Okay.
It analyzes a wide range of those data points that we were talking about to try and identify those employees that might be at risk and give some insights into why. That way HR and managers can have those conversations and come up with solutions before it's too late.
So it's not just about predicting who might leave. It's about giving them the tools to do something about it.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that. And that focus on empowerment, you know, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
That extends to your GBot solution as well.
It does. GBot's not just a chatbot that's answering basic HR questions.
Okay.
It can provide personalized career guidance to employees.
Oh, wow.
Imagine being able to ask GBot about, you know, potential career paths within your company.
Yeah.
Get recommendations for what skills you should be developing, or even explore different roles that might align better with your interests.
Oh, it's like having a 247 virtual career counselor.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What about for managers? How does this benefit them?
So for managers, GBot gives them data-driven insights to help make decisions about things like promotions, talent development, even overall workforce planning.
Okay.
So it can analyze skills gaps, identify high potential employees, recommend training programs to keep those teams ahead of the curve.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We've talked about how AI can streamline recruitment, personalize onboarding and learning, improve performance management, even predict turnover.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But But the big question that's probably on everyone's mind is AI going to replace human jobs in HR?
It's a question we get a lot,
Yeah.
understandably so.
Of course.
But at G Foundry, we believe that AI is about augmenting human capabilities, not getting rid of them.
Okay.
The future of HR is going to be about humans and machines working together,
Got it.
each playing to their own strengths.
So it's not about, robots taking over. It's about freeing up HR professionals to focus on the things that humans do best.
Absolutely. So AI can handle a lot of those repetitive, data-heavy tasks, like screening resumes, scheduling interviews, generating reports. That way, HR folks can focus on more strategic, human-centric work.
Okay.
Things like building relationships, coaching employees, shaping the company culture, and driving those initiatives
Yeah.
that really make a difference for employees.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about leveraging technology to create a more human workplace, not a less human workplace.
Exactly.
Now, whenever we talk about AI, of course, there's always concerns about, the ethical considerations.
Sure.
How is G Foundry approaching those challenges?
So we really believe that responsible AI development is critical.
Okay.
We're committed to building AI tools that are fair, transparent, and accountable.
Got it.
We're constantly monitoring our algorithms for bias, making sure that all the data we're using is ethical and secure, and we're working hard to build trust with all of our users.
That's reassuring to hear. It sounds like you're not just focused on, the cool factor of AI,
Right.
but also, using it in a way that benefits everybody.
Absolutely. We believe that AI has the potential to create, a more equitable,
Yeah.
engaging, and fulfilling workplace for everyone. And that's the future that we are working towards.
I love that vision. So as we kind of wrap up here, I want to zoom out a bit
Sure.
and ask you, what's your biggest takeaway about the role of AI in HR?
Yeah.
What do you hope listeners will, take away from our conversation today?
I think what excites me the most is the potential to create a more human-centered workplace
Okay.
where technology can help us understand, our own strengths and weaknesses better, guide us towards, fulfilling careers,
Yeah.
and helps companies create environments that really, truly value their employees. I
Okay.
think that's the future that I want to see.
That's an inspiring vision.
Yeah.
So if you could leave our listeners with just one thought, one thing to ponder as they navigate, this new world of work, what would it be?
So I think it's important to embrace the possibilities, but
Love it.
remember, AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for, less than ideal purposes.
Right.
It's up to all of us, HR folks, business leaders, employees,
Yeah.
to make sure that AI is used ethically and responsibly so that we can create a better future of work for everybody.
I think that's such a great point. It's not about blindly adopting the technology. It's about being thoughtful
Right.
about how we use it to really enhance our work lives.
Exactly. Let's focus on using AI to, augment our human capabilities, create a more equitable
Yeah.
and fulfilling work experience,
Yeah.
and ultimately build a better future of work together.
Couldn't agree more. Well, this has been an incredibly insightful conversation.
It's been fun.
Thank you so much for joining us on Workplace Revolution.
Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you want to learn more about G Foundry's AI-powered solutions,
Yes.
you can visit our website. You
Absolutely.
can check out demos and get more information about how we're helping companies build the future of work. We'll be back next week with another exciting episode of Workplace Revolution. Until then, keep innovating.
I think what excites me the most is the potential to create a more human-centered workplace
Okay.
where technology can help us understand, our own strengths and weaknesses better, guide us towards, fulfilling careers,
Yeah.
and helps companies create environments that really truly value their employees.
Okay.
I think that's the future that I want to see.
That's an inspiring vision. Well, this has been an incredibly insightful conversation.
It's been fun.
Thank you so much for joining us on Workplace Revolution.
Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you want to learn more about G Foundry's AI-powered solutions, you can
Yes.
visit our website.
Absolutely.
You can check out demos and get more information about how we're helping companies build the future of work.
Awesome.
We'll be back next week with another exciting episode of Workplace Revolution. Until then, keep innovating.